Now, Fat, the jokes
are
fruity.
Well, on a Friday, they've got a bit of fruit attached. But you need to still be careful.
Yes.
With, you know, the times we live in.
All right. Well, this mightn't be as fruity then, Jim, but it's clever.
Yes.
And I am a clever joke teller.
No, you're not.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Intro.
Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh!
A man walks into a bar and hangs his hat and coat on a peg, Jim.
Yes.
There's a dog sitting in the corner, which leaps up and grabs the hat and rips it to pieces.
Oh.
The man turns to the owner of the dog and he says, "Your dog's just ruined my hat." The dog owner said, "So what? I couldn't care less." The man said, "I don't like your attitude." The dog owner said, "It's not my attitude, it's your hattitude." The man said, "I don't like your attitude."
Yes. Fat, you got it out. You don't need to repeat it when you get it out. Actually, nice.
Nice joke.
I cannot believe he told that joke.
Yeah. Clever.
Well, I thought halfway through you'd derail on that one.
That's exactly. Oh, mate, I told you, I'm a clever joke teller.
Not my attitude.
I don't like your attitude. It's your attitude. Attitude. Do you get that, Rat?
Yes, you're still thinking.
The play on words.
Wait, I'm looking at a statue, bro.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Here's the doggy. See? That means they win tonight. There's a little pointer for the dogs
to
win tonight.
Not bad.
It's your hattie, too.
For the third time.